Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is our pleasure. Our first time on the WIP Morning Show that we have had the pleasure to speak with the newest Eagle that everyone in this city is ecstatic to have here, the one, the only Penn State alum, now an Eagle, Mr. Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Saquon.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, better Thanks now that we're talking us. To you, Saquon, in all honesty, man. Good morning. Thanks for coming on. Obviously, we'll get to the new city, the new team, the whole thing, but let's start off with the main reason you're on today, Eagles Radiothon, supporting a great cause, and people have a chance to do something really neat and get to know you. As a new Philadelphia Eagle, they could play a round of golf with you, Saquon. You want to talk about the opportunity that people have to bid on today?
Yeah, that's a great opportunity, I believe. And I mean, I'm not the greatest golfer, but I can go out there and hold my own. You get a chance to, you know, spend, you know, 4 to 5 hours on a golf course with me, and we go out there, have fun, get to know each other, and you know, I'm continuing to learn the area. I see this is a really cool area for golf, and a lot of people is really in love with golfing and have a passion for golf, just like I do. So I'm honored that the Eagles allowed me to do this, and I look forward to whoever I'm able to play golf with.
Yeah, and the bid is, current bid's at $11,100. That should go way up. This is an amazing opportunity. And again, like Saquon, you know, new to the area, I know you've got family and stuff, but maybe, you know, friendships blossom. Who knows? You know, you get an opportunity to hang with Saquon.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's awesome. It's a really, really neat thing. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com for people to bid.
Saquon, how does it feel to come home, and how much better are you going to play this year playing in front of family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be back back in Pennsylvania. A lot of people are really excited, family members and friends. I'm super excited to be back. You know, all the fans that I've been able to meet so far have been super excited to have me a part of the team. And, you know, I feel like we can have a special year this year, and I want to be a big reason why. So that's why every single day I come to work, just ready to grind, trying to get better, 1% better each day, and just super excited for the season, and super excited to, you know, obviously not week one. We'll be in a whole nother country, but week two,
yeah, right.
Play at the link in front of all the fans.
So, what are your personal goals for the 2024 season, and how many touches should the lead back have in this offense?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, personal goals. I am a big believer in setting goals. I feel like, you know, anytime I talk to kids and stuff like that, I always make sure you know, I say that to them, because I feel like you have to set goals so you can drive yourself and try to go accomplish something. But for me, it's simple. Being year seven is just taking care of my body every single day, trying to get 1% better every single day, and do whatever it takes to bring a championship to the city. And for the touches to lead back, you know, I can't give a definite answer. Like, I don't have an exact number. But whatever it takes to win, that's how I feel. If it's 5 touches one game, if it's 40 touches the next game, I've
like
done
40.
Let me let you know.
That.
Yeah, Saquon, my partner John Ritchie here wants you to have all the touches as far as he's concerned.
I would prefer that. No, I like the, you know, 20-ish. You know, let's get 20 per game combined on the ground through the air, and I can start there and feel pretty good about it. I don't know how you feel about that nice round number, Saquon.
I think it's great. I know that I put a lot of hard work in taking care of my body and in the weight room. So wherever the touches need to be, I'm more than ready.
So we have pass protection this year, which we did not have last season. What makes pass protection difficult, and what makes you good at it, Saquon?
Well, I wasn't always good at pass pro. I think it took you know, me getting beat a couple times for me to realize that
you want to be
on the field at all times. You got to learn how to do this. To be honest, for me, it really comes to understanding the scheme and knowing who you're blocking. When you know who you're blocking, then you're able to set up and put yourself in the right position to be successful. Understanding the leverage, understanding who you're blocking, what type of guy you're going against. If he's a guy who's going to juke around you, if he's a guy who's going to try to bull rush you, if he's a guy who can do a little bit of both, you got to be able to have something ready, your tool belt. Same way if you're running the ball. If you're about to get open field, you have to have something ready to make a guy miss. It's the same thing with pass pro. And I got better at it for this year because we do a lot of it here. We did so many one-on-one reps. Of me going against Devin, Zach, Kobe, all those guys. And we had really good work against each other. So I think the work that you put in off season, the work that you put in camp and practice, helps you and gets you ready for for the regular season. And you know, so it ain't gonna be perfect, but the job is to just make sure that he don't get to the quarterback. So sometimes your fundamentals and techniques gotta go out the window too, and you just gotta get the job done.
What is this offense gonna look like? Everyone wants to know, is this pass first? Is this run first? Do you have like a general idea that you can give us what this is going to feel like when we finally see you take the field against down in Brazil?
Yeah, I know. I feel like it sounds like I'm giving a cliche answer or like I'm trying to hold some secrets back. I truly don't know, and that's the blessing of being in his offense. You know, in camp, there's some days where it's like, hey, you know, whatever the defense presents us, like we're going to go take advantage of it so we can run the ball whenever we want. And obviously, of course, with the addition of Jahan, but even before that, we have, you know, one of the best wide receiving corps. So, and Dallas and Grant as our tight ends, and a great offensive line, and Jalen back there at quarterback. So we're going to be able to do, you know, anything, you know, it takes to win football games. And sometimes it might be 40 points. Sometimes it's got to be an ugly one. And that's the mindset that we have on this team, especially on the offside of the ball. And we're willing to do that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're talking to new Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. You can play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley. You and two guests can enjoy 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill with Saquon. Panel football included. Hang out, just chat, get to know Saquon. Saquon, you obviously you've spent your entire pro career so far in New York as a Giant. You haven't been here that long as an Eagle. But so far, what have been the biggest differences between being a Giant and now being an Eagle?
It's definitely been a fresh start for me. I would say that's probably been the biggest blessing. You get accustomed of doing one thing and, you know, over and over again for the last 6 years. And now you get a fresh start. I love the way things are run here, you know, from top to bottom. You know, I think Coach did a really good job of focusing on his players and listening to his players. I feel like that the city just that, practice we had the other day. I've spoken on it before, but we had like an open practice, and there was like 50,000 fans. Like I don't truly know how many places are doing something like that, and you could just feel the passion. Whether it's funny enough, I know we're talking about golf. If I'm at a golf course and you know I hit a golf shot, at least you know they'll wait till after I hit the golf shot. But after I hit the golf shot, you get a loud go birds.
Go birds, baby!
You get a loud go birds chant. So it just for me it's just fun. The city is full of passion. The fan base is full of passion. And to have a fresh start is something that I definitely needed. Something that me and my family definitely needed. You know, my family could see a difference in me.
Wow.
You know, even at home. So
I'm so excited
and thankful. From Howie and all the, you know, everybody from top to bottom to give him this opportunity.
That's such a huge deal. Your family can notice a difference even
your
at
home. Demeanor and
like
happiness.
In the way
stuff.
You feel.
That's, so cool.
That's wonderful, Saquon. That's that. Congratulations on that. That's really cool. You mentioned Jahan Dotson, you know, college teammate of yours. What tell us about Jahan Dotson as a teammate? We need to get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I missed him at Penn State, but we played each other in high school. I was a senior, and he was a freshman. I played him, I was at Whitehall, he was at Nazareth. And from his freshman year of high school, we always knew Jahan was going to be something special. And then obviously watching him at Penn State and seeing the things that he wanted to do. And I think it's kind of similar, man. Even just having conversations with him. Sometimes people don't understand, like, when you get a fresh start and a new opportunity and you come to a place that feel like they believe in you,
yeah.
It just does something different for your mentality. It does something the way you walk, the way you approach life, everything. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited for him. Being his teammate for the first time, but knowing him for a very long time, just really super excited for his opportunity. And
that's a big deal.
Making plays.
That's such a big deal, like going back even further than college. I mean, we're going back to high school, then even, you know, that means something. Like in a locker room, we used to talk about that sort of thing all the time. The proximity does matter. So is Jahan Dotson your best friend on the team, Saquon, or who's your best friend on the team?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I really have one best friend. I'm definitely getting closer to a lot of guys, definitely getting closer to AJ and Devontae. I will say Jahan has a little more secrets on me. I was kind of talking a little crap in basketball, but he played me in basketball, so he knows how bad I actually am in basketball. So I kind of
that's
can't run with that lie anymore.
Oh no!
But from the top to bottom, offense side and defensive side, I that's something that I try to focus on and make sure that you know I get to. Personally know everybody and be able to build a relationship. Because these are guys you go to war with. These are guys that, whether it's this year on a Friday, but usually Thursdays and Sundays and Mondays, that we go out and we put it all online and we all have one common goal. So it's important to try to build those relationships with every single body.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley with us. And thank you, Saquon, for taking the time. A couple more. Just one of the unique things I think you had this offseason that most people don't get to experience was you know, watching your free agent experience play out on television, the whole Hard Knocks thing, how weird was that for you to kind of be on the, you know, the outside of that while this team that you're a part of and this whole situation is kind of being, you know, broadcast to the world in a way where that's not common for most players. That rarely happens. What was the whole Hard Knocks experience like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little different. I only watched one episode, actually, but, you know, social media basically shows everything. I think it was cool. I think they did a really good job. I think if you look at it from, take it outside from, like, you know, being a player, but actually as a fan of football, look at it from that way, I think it was cool, unique to see what really goes on in the office. But for me, it was like I've said before, it didn't, you know, I think TV magic made it seem like you would have felt like I was so a part of that whole negotiation process and whole process of free agencies and stuff like that. And in reality, I probably only spoke once or twice in a
wow.
And I just happened to get wow. one of those phone calls, one of those conversations.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow.
So for me, it was like I said, like, it's no, like, never, I'm not taking a shot at the Giants, but it was just like me and my agent, we were kind of like, all right, what's next? Because we wasn't really hearing anything back from the New York, and they had all the opportunity in the world before I even hit free agency to try to get something done. But we never had that feeling that they were going to, and that ended up being true. So everything that I kind of knew and assumed kind of just was shown, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But like I said, as a fan, I think it was really good. I think Hard Knocks did a really good job, and I look forward to watching. Hopefully, you know, I don't have anything to do with it anymore in the future, but
yeah,
I look
right.
forward to watching more Hard Knocks, whether it's in camp or off season.
Well, as fans, we're happy you ended up here. I'll tell you that much.
Totally. Saquon, is there anything Thanks. You want to put out there that you haven't been asked about or you haven't had a chance to talk about yet? You know, like, you've talked so many times today about a fresh start. Is there anything you just want to, hey, I want you to know this about me?
Yeah, I think I kind of said it in, you know, my first media press conference, and I stick to it. I just want the city and the fan base to know that you're going to get a guy that loves ball and that's going to go out there and give his all every single day. And that really means something to me. And like I said, the fresh start and be able to come here and feel the love, I just want to be able to reciprocate that to this city, to this fan base, and especially on Sundays when we go out there and make plays.
Well, Saquon, let me tell you, as I'm 42 years old, I've been an Eagles fan, obviously, my entire life. There are very few signings or trades or moments that I remember in my lifetime where this fan base was more excited than when it was announced that you were coming here. So we're pretty psyched about it too, Saquon. And again, for anyone out there, EaglesRadioThon.com, you have a chance to play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley, you and two guests, 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill. Hang out with Saquon. You'll get an autographed football. You'll get to know him. You know, like, it is such a cool thing that you're doing this. And Saquon, we're so happy you're here, man. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
awesome.
Saquon.
Awesome, awesome stuff. What a guy, man. I'm so excited he's here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.